Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to the Chicago Bears Network Studios here at Halas Hall on this week's Keys to the Game as the Bears return home to meet the Minnesota Vikings. And my blanket statement for every one of these is play smart. So let's start with offense. Prepare for pass pressure from the Vikings because first-year head coach Mike Zimmer designs and calls the defense, and he loves pressure. His front four is getting it done, too. Second in the league with 30 sacks. 11 of those sacks have come on the blitz, which they will unleash with a variety of speedy athletes. The Vikings blitz 32% of the time on first down, 38% on third down. They are third in the league with 60 hurries and have drawn an NFL-high 13 holding penalties. So they're a chore to block. And to block it up, to create a clean pocket for Jay Cutler to climb, will be very important. Three-technique defensive tackle Sharif Floyd is emerging as one of the better ones in the NFL. And on the edge, Everson Griffin is a weapon who converts speed to power and a real good matchup for Bears left tackle Jermon Bushrod. Rookie strong side linebacker Anthony Barr is a playmaker on the blitz and against the run. He is inexperienced in pass coverage. The secondary features one of the underrated frees in the league in Harrison Smith. He's a nasty hitter and is being used all over the formation, including blitzes. He must be accounted for at all times. The Vikings are giving up 4.98 yards a carry on first down rushing, an area the Bears might like to exploit to stay ahead of the chains. On defense, after dealing with two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, the Bears look to sink their teeth into a rookie. Minnesota traded a fourth to Seattle to move from 40 to 32 and draft Teddy Bridgewater in round one. He's engineered by coordinator Norv Turner, who is big on shifts, pre-snap motion, reverses, screens, and certainly a desire to run the ball. The Bears' defense will have to play smart and with discipline. Bridgewater's arm strength is average, so is his accuracy. On first down, he's a 53.9% quarterback, 66% on third down. Wide receiver Cordero Patterson is a skilled playmaker and dangerous on reverses, screens, and runs out of the backfield on sweeps. He's got a 4.34 40, so he's electric. Greg Jennings has been the most productive, collecting 60% of his pass targets for 459 yards. Patterson has caught only 46% of his targets. Recovered from hernia surgery, Kyle Rudolph is an outstanding weapon off the play-action bootleg. And Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon do not replicate the damage Adrian Peterson causes, but they can still hurt you. They have seven runs of 20-plus yards, and McKinnon averages 5 yards a carry. The Vikings are not a great third-down team, 36.5 conversion rate, but playing without Peterson and Rudolph certainly has hurt that number. Starting left tackle, Matt Khalil has been charged with a league-high 12 sacks. Phil Loadholt has permitted 4. On to special teams, and the Bears have 17 drives starting inside their 20 after kickoffs, by far the league high. The Bears have the third most penalty yards on special teams in the league with 143 on 16 penalties. These are two cleanup areas, absolutely. Chris Williams now averaging more on his kickoff returns than Patterson, one of the premier threats in the game, by about a yard after that 101 kickoff return for the touchdown in Green Bay. One of the premier kickers in the game is third-year Blair Walsh, a weapon indeed. 75% of his kickoffs are touchbacks. 90% of his kickoffs reach the end zone. Only 10 of his kicks have been returned. And he's nailed a 52-yard field goal and a pair of 55-yarders this season. On to intangibles, and this is all about field position. It's something I've been rapping for a while now. These teams both have great difficulty going the length of the field to score points. The Bears have 32 drives now starting inside their 20 this season. The Vikings have 33, which is second most in the league. The Vikings have not scored a touchdown on those drives, the only team in the league in that situation. They have just 6 points total plus 4 turnovers. The Bears have just 1 touchdown and 14 points, 6 turnovers. That all has to get cleaned up, get shorter fields, enviable field position, and get on the board against the Vikings. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Myself and Tom Thayer and the broadcast crew kick it off at 9 a.m. with our pregame, noon to kickoff from Soldier Field. Thanks for watching here today on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.